Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has suggested that the tax deadline day, which was already extended from the usual April 15th, you might remember it was extended to July 15th. Well, guess what's coming up soon, July 15th? It's possible that that deadline could be extended a second time to September 15th. Now, that has not happened. It is a suggestion. In fact, Mnuchin, in an interview, said, as of now, we're not intending on doing that, but it is something we may consider. He says further, I would encourage all Americans, if you can file, go ahead and do it, particularly if you think you have a refund. So September 15th, possibly becoming the new tax deadline day. Stay tuned. I'm sure you'll hear more. And you could still request an extension of the July 15th deadline if you need so to file your income taxes beyond whatever the IRS might do or the government might do. And you would have until October 15th to submit your returns. Just remember, though, in any of this extension talk that's being discussed, that if you owe taxes, you still have to make your payments. It's the returns that are necessary by the dates that we're talking about. And if you are owed a refund, IRS says big deal. Even if you file late, that's fine too. You won't ever get your refund early because you have to file your return first to find out what your refund is. But if you owe money, make sure you pay that back before your return is in. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. So if you're hearing any talk about it, as of now, it's not happening, but the possibility exists. The July 15th tax deadline could go to September 15th. Obviously, we will let you know should that take place. Now, another story, and since it's money related, I just saw doing some online research of some other things. I was engaged and I saw this headline pop up talking about the relief payments, the stimulus payments that were made, where, you know, everyone received a payment, or
$1,200 per person.
If you haven't received it, it could still be on the way, especially if you're waiting it to come through regular mail. A lot of the direct deposits are complete. One of the stories that popped out of that was that people who had passed away were receiving some payments. And you heard some back and forth about how there was never any provision made for a clawback of those payments. However, it was suggested that payments should be returned, especially if you received it in a regular mailing, because the envelope itself in the regular mail said, you know, if the person's deceased, check this box and put it back in and send it back. Now the talk is about how many people who are receiving payments who are imprisoned in these United States, mm-hmm. and how the IRS is asking state officials to help claw back that cash. And that's got some, quote-unquote, controversy. The legislation, it says here in this story from the Associated Press, the stimulus legislation authorizing payments doesn't specifically exclude jail or prison inmates. And the IRS has refused to say exactly what legal authority it has to retrieve the money. Though on the IRS online site, it says that the Social Security Act, which bars incarcerated people from receiving some types of old age and survivor insurance benefits payments, might be the basis that this money should be paid back. An IRS spokesperson, Eric Smith, said, I can't give you the legal basis. All I can tell you is the language the Treasury and ourselves have been using is the same as the Social Security Act, which again says that this money shouldn't be paid out. Mm-hmm. A tax attorney who's written about this issue on her site, her name is Kelly Erb, says there is no legal basis for asking for those checks back. I think it's really disingenuous of the IRS, said Kelly Erb, again, a tax attorney. It's not a rule just because the IRS puts it on a website. In fact, the IRS actually says the stuff on its website isn't legal authority anyway. There's no rule, just guidance that those checks should be returned. So what do you do? Good question. There are no hard numbers, it says in the story from the Associated Press, though some states have reported. Kansas, for example, says the Department of Corrections intercepted more than $200,000 in checks in June. Idaho and Montana combined had seized over $90,000. The state of Washington had intercepted about $23,000. Again, The IRS says checks to jail inmates should be returned, but others are suggesting that there is a question of whether or not that should actually be policy.
I was thinking that they switched from checks to plastic, that they were sending people, and people were confused by that and discarding them, not realizing that it was their the money that they were being sent.
Oh, I know, because I'm not the direct deposit, and I received an actual check.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to further add to this story, too, a spokesperson for the Prison Policy Initiative, her name is Wanda Bertram, says that inmates and their families need that money, especially since prisons are trying to reduce the spread of the virus, instituting lockdown conditions, or even releasing thousands of inmates who are trying to get back on their feet, and that would help them. Furthermore, loved ones, according to Wanda Bertram, are under a squeeze because of the pandemic and being out of jobs, and the lockdown is increasing expenses for inmates because they're often given lower quality food or fewer meals and need to supplement by buying food from prison commissaries, and they can't do that, and this extra cash would allow them to do so. So of all the things that come forth, as always, you've got two sides to an issue. Where it's going to go, I don't know, but I just thought of, I had not even thought of that.
Well, some things they didn't think of either, yeah, at the time again, they put it all together.
You know, because going back to the deceased, there was never anything written in the original legislation of the stimulus payments. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I remember correctly, it was expected that that would happen going back to some other stimulus payments that were made in the past from the government. So
originally, they were saying, the first part of the argument, I believe, was that it the person was alive during any part of that year, that it should go to that person's estate and benefit because they were actually, you know, working, paying taxes or whatever at that time. But then they changed that all.
Yeah, yeah, because obviously, and I think I'll mention it again, that we had the same situation with my father who passed away last year. He did receive it.
Your sister sent it back.
Sister sent it back. Because we joked, because I said it was made out to Charles Rudin.
Yeah, you sure would have been nice, wouldn't it, to have a double dose there.
But again, thanks to my sister being the ethical person in the family, that check was returned.